Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through.
Open to receive the magic of life.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Go Without, Go Within, or Go Without Radio. I am your host, Daniel Gutierrez, and we have an incredible guest today. But before we get going, I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to this broadcast, whether you listen to it live or whether you listen to it later. Take a few minutes and just stop whatever you're doing, whatever your mind is causing you to fixate on, and take a deep breath and let it all go. We were just having a conversation before the show started about a quote that I saw in the movie Weingart, the young lady that died overdose of alcohol, and she was working with Tony Bennett. And Tony Bennett, they asked him, what would you have said to her? Because she died at 24. What would you have said to Amy if you had a chance? And he said something that I'll never forget. He said, life has a way of teaching you how to live it if you can just live long enough. And when I think, it still brings chills to me. And so whatever you're fretting about today, whatever. If you're in a place where life is tough, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And if you're blessed to live long enough to see another day, you will look back and smile and say, that was silly. And that was a blessing all at the same time. Yesterday, I had the honor of doing a constellation. It's a healing experience. It was done by Gary Stewart, and I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago on the 16th. You can find him at constellationswithgarystewart.com. An amazing individual, an amazing experience. And the one thing that I came away from that this morning when I opened my eyes, the thought came to me, and this is what it was. I opened my heart, and the world embraced me. Maybe that's what we need to do today, is to open our hearts, because there are people there to support us, past, future, present, wanting to support us. But somehow life gets in the way. So today, speaking about life, my guest today has been a compassionate, multidisciplinary mentor for over 25 years, helping individuals uncover their soul's deepest passion and purpose. She uniquely works with each of her clients to gain clarity for their lives while expanding their innate talents and abilities creatively, intuitively, and spiritually. A sought-after metaphysician, a physician, new thought leader, and law of attraction specialist, her greatest passion is to assist people with what she calls soul acceleration. That sounds like fun. So they can powerfully and purposely synergize their strengths and talents to manifest their dreams. As a seasoned yoga, fitness, and wellness consultant with 9 certifications to her credit, Dr. Gattuso draws from her unique skill set as a motivational coach to stir the inner athlete from within those she works with to rise to their highest potential. With 2 degrees in management administration, a bachelor's degree in divinity, a master's degree in spiritual counseling, and a PhD in metaphysics. My goodness, she's levitating. Dr. Gattuso also offers her clients a unique understanding of the business world. Over the decades, she has been retained for her expertise in the fields of marketing and events management, travel, hospitality, management and investment portfolios, and administrative management. Her keen skill set and intuitive ability to understand the challenge of managing a professional career while answering the call of the soul brings her distinct recognition. More importantly, Tamay considers herself an humble vessel for the divine, a dedicated yogi, vegetarian, animal activist, and nature lover. She believes that living and leading by example is her greatest strength. This gives her a unique ability to inspire and mentor others who are seeking to do the same using a grounded and relatable approach. Wow! Dr. Gattuso, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Daniel. And I'd love to just address that fancy bio there for a moment, because my gal, I know, it's like crazy. It's almost, and this is the thing. I really want to just address this for a moment, because my gal, when she wrote this bio several weeks for me, she sent it back and she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Oh, no. Oh, no, that's too much history. That's just too, it really made me uncomfortable." And she said, "Let's get on the phone." And she said, "Tamay, you need to receive this history that you've lived. You need to own it. And because you've gone through so much, and here you are today serving in such a massive way, this is really just adding to who you are." So, she really, the light bulb sort of went on, because I didn't really want to be, I didn't like all the titles, all the certifications, all the education, all the stuff. But I really see how I can touch so many more lives when they know that about me, if they don't know that about me. So I'm thrilled to be here with you today. I'm receiving all of it, and I'm here to serve each and every one of you the best I know how to today. Thank you.
I love it. Well, that's what makes you so beautiful, Tamay, is that in spite of all this incredible things, and we're going to get into your story here in just a minute, because I think when a person reads this bio, and they don't may not know you, they might go, "Oh, she's one of those elites and, had everything easy." I mean, that's what they say about me. And I'm like, "Oh, come on." So speaking of that, I mean, you overcame cancer like twice. And life has been short of easy for you. Yet you continue to be optimistic. Tell us about that.
Well, let's just, I love that question, because I'm one of those people, or was one of those people, who would look at people like you and other great thought leaders out there who are really living the life, right, in my perception. And probably in July, I was led to just put it all out there and just to really own my history. So I did a long post on Facebook. I said, "Hey, let's just drop the curtain here. Here's a peek into my world, into who I am, because everybody sees me out there in the world as this great, eternal optimist. And like you said, I've got the world by the tail." But my history started, as a child. For the first 10 years of my life, Daniel, I was born and, raised in a trailer, an 8-by-20-foot trailer. For the first 10 years, with no running water, no electricity, my mother left my abusive alcoholic father, to raise three little kids. So the first 10 years of my life was utter poverty. I mean, each night I remember vaguely us going down to the corner gas station. My mother had stole the bathroom key, and all four of us would squeeze into this little tiny bathroom to brush our teeth. So that really was the beginning of my life. So 10 years into it, my mom apparently buys a house. Now we're into a 900 square foot home, at age 10, with running water and electricity, and actually had a bathtub. I was blown away. I thought I was rich. I had no idea. I literally had no idea that's what rich people live like. So that was really, to just give you a little bit of my history, where it all began.
I know you probably believe this, but the light workers of today were the children that walked through hell in the past. Mm. I really believe there's a quote in my first book that says, I would have gladly settled to be an ashtray, but God saw a beautiful vase in me and kept working on me. Because at that age, and even probably you didn't talk about your teens and your 20s, but for me it was hell. You know, and so it was constant, right? The kneading, you know, I can see the potter when he throws the clay on the table to get the bubbles out. That's the way I feel God was treating me. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I can be an ashtray, buddy. I can be an ashtray. I'm cool. I'm cool. Don't beat me up anymore, right? So tell us about beating cancer twice. I mean, wow.
Sure.
Not once, but twice.
Sure. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I believe we are 100% responsible, 100% responsible for everything that shows up in our life. So you know, fast forward after the death of my college boyfriend and just a lot of trauma along the way. In my 40s, I have this just inner thing like, bring it. I'm ready to step into whatever it is, and asking you shall receive. And so in the fall of 2010. I started to get a lot of physical symptoms that just continued to magnify and magnify and magnify. And almost, I was literally unable to drive. I became a recluse because the trauma that was so deeply stored in me from my childhood was beginning to express itself and show itself. And because of that, it was so massive. What I've gone through in my life, it showed up in my body as cancer. And I'm going to say this because I know you'll get it. There was a point, one morning I showed up or woke up, and Daniel, my whole chest had cancer spots on it, literally, my entire chest. I literally lost it. I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was going on with me. And that was the scariest part. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on with me. I hired a healer. I knew the doctors weren't going to help me the traditional way, and I healed myself. The cancer did show up. I did go through it twice. Actually, I went through it, five surgeries over a 3-year time span. But as soon as I was, you know, the words came, you are cancer-free, a week later it showed up again. I'm like, oh, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. So, again, I knew at a deep soul level it was an energetic misalignment within my body, and I had the power to overcome it. So that's exactly what I did. So it's been a long journey from 2010 to this moment today, and I've been cancer free for about 2.5 years now.
What was your I hate to put it in these terms, but what was your biggest takeaway from all that? What did you learn from that? Because all these things that we bring upon ourselves are a manifestation sometimes of past experiences combined with current experiences that are there to teach us something. Like, you know, when I talk about the hell that children walk through, it looks unfair when we're not mature in our thinking. Yet you or I or people like us could not do what we're doing without really understanding the depthness of human pain, the depthness of human sorrow, the depthness of human, of compassion. It has to be something that one experiences. So what was that all about?
Well, it's a great question, and one I have asked God many, many times in meditation, many times. Why did I have to endure so much suffering? Why? One thing after another, my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the answer always is, my beautiful girl, you cannot teach what you have not experienced.
That's right.
Mm. That's it, right there, Daniel.
Yeah,
How could people like you and I really serve in the way we serve with it had we not gone through it? We couldn't relate to people. How could I relate if somebody said, oh, you know, I've experienced abuse, sexual or physical, or, you know, poverty or cancer, or the loss of a father, or, you know, a maid. I've lived all of it and then some.
Mm.
I relate. I get it. I totally get it. And then I've healed from it. That's the takeaway. It's not to linger in the suffering and the victimhood of it, you know, which I did for a while, and I didn't even know I was doing it. So that
right.
was the big takeaway, to overcome it. To overcome it, and then to step into the power and the richness and the beauty of why I'm really here is to help others overcome it too, to be the vessel of the divine, to speak healing words and whatever I'm here to do, however I can help someone overcome it. That's why I'm here. That's what it was all about.
It's hard to have compassion for someone if you've never been in, and it doesn't have to be exactly the same. It has, you know, one of the things I find, Tamé, and one of the things I teach is that as much processing that there is in the world, past, present, and future, the responsibility that we have today is the human experience that we're living in today. And even though we can take lessons from the past, and we can take lessons from our ancestors, and we can take lessons from wherever you want to take them from, the responsibility that we have in this lifetime is to be present and heal what's here. And I think people miss that. I think that maybe, I don't know, it's kind of a crazy way to just kind of pop it into my head. Maybe because we're stubborn, we have to keep being brought into the present moment, because as you well know, when you're going through something painful, it brings you into the present moment. You're forced into that present moment. And we continue to have those moments until we finally realize, okay, I need to really, really get present. So how, in the midst of all this craziness, I'm interested, when did the light go off that you were okay?
You know, that's an ever-evolving question, because I have many light bulbs that continue to go off as I shed the layers and the illusions and the illusions of it all, as I expand and grow and open myself to deeper awareness through an array of modalities. There are many light bulbs. I mean, before this, you know, we started this show, you and I are each going through, you know, some stuckness in a couple of areas of our lives. And so, you know, probably 2 months ago, this is a perfect example. I felt, you know, in my egoic mind, I felt like, hey, man, you're there. You're you know, you've overcome all this stuff. And then I got stopped dead in my tracks by some external, you know, life is a mirror. And I'm like, I'm stuck. What the F, you know, what's going on? And again, so I hired a gal and dug a little deeper, and it was like, oh, stuff, deep subconscious stuff, right? That just still holding me back. So there we go. You know, just, you know, last week I had another, you know, aha light bulb moment. So I think we're going to continue, all of us on this planet who are evolving and expanding and growing, those of us who have the courage to face the stuff, the limitations, the illusions, the blocks, whatever it is, which I feel it pulls forward life, you know, in this life, it just all shows up now on some level. You know, if we have the courage to just keep facing it, keep peeling those layers, you know, like an onion. We just keep digging deeper. You know, the light bulbs never stop going off. I hope they never stop going off. And when they do, it's time for me to transition back home. It's done. Mm. I've done my part. I'm complete.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So what do you tell people who are stuck? What do you tell people that just maybe aren't as evolved? They're in their suffering. That was a good way to put that. They're in their suffering. They seem to feel like that. You know, a lot of people feel that suffering gives them meaning. It's kind of a sick way to get it, but it I understand it. You know, take a fish out of water and it realizes that it was breathing. or, you know, it's gasping. So when you're suffering, you don't know you're suffering. You have an idea of the pain. What do you tell them? What do you say to those people today that are listening that are going, oh, just wish it would stop?
You know what? And this is where the coach in me and the mentor in me says, you know what? Get the fuck over it.
I love you. Get the fuck over it. That's been our show today, folks.
Yeah.
Gold in, gold out.
There
radio.
We go.
I love it.
Hey, that caps.
I love
that,
it.
That's it.
I love
that's it.
I love it.
Because you know what? We
You're
can
right.
have a fucking pity party all day long, our whole lives. We've been through it all. You know, we've been through it all. You know what? Get over
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
step
it.
Step into it. Face it. You know, for me, I had
yeah.
to hire a couple of coaches all along the way. I've been hiring coaches since 2005
yep.
to help me get there. I
mm-hmm.
cannot. If you are stuck, if you're listening to this show and you're stuck and you're wallowing in your pity party, and not intentionally, you're suffering.
Right.
I get it. You know what? I get it. Have the courage. One of my favorite things I say is fear keeps you stuck. Mediocrity keeps you safe. You know what?
Mm.
Face it. Walk through it. Hire somebody who's going to help get you to the other side of it. And you're never going to get to the other side of it unless you hire somebody who's going to help you get there. We all need help along the way. That's it.
I love it. You're so right. It's like, get over it. So listen,
yeah.
how do we find you? Yeah, speaking of coach, you do many things. How do we find you? I know that you were kind of redoing your entire website. I'm not sure if it's ready or not, but why don't you give them information if they can get a hold of you?
Sure. So if you want to reach out to me, I'd love to offer anyone on the show, anybody listening in, a 30-minute free, you know, discovery session. If you're stuck and you're not sure how to unstuck yourself, you know, just simply email me at talktotamay, that's T-A-M-A-E-Y, talktotamay@gmail.com, and we'll connect. And I'd love to just offer you, you know, some guidance. You know, you'll be amazed that we can accomplish in 30 minutes. So, again, talktotamay@gmail.com.
I love it. Yeah, folks, you got to give her a call and be ready because she ain't going to take your stuff. So, listen, you have a deep, deep, deep faith in God. Tell us about that.
You know, and it just, you just say that and I just feel it in my heart. You know, when I was a young child going through so much, I remember being 7 or 8 years old, Daniel, and just believing that there was something in me, an internal knowing that this all meant something, and I couldn't quite put it my finger on it. And all through my life, I just believed. I don't know how I believed, but there's been this invisible force my whole life that's led me here. And I can't explain it, but I call it God, Source, Universe, Great Divine Director, whatever you choose to call it, led me, has been beside me every step in the way. And if I had the courage just to move forward, just keep taking one step at a time, not knowing where the destination was going to lead me, just to be present on the journey, to face whatever was thrown at me, and to have the courage not to stop, that it would lead me to somewhere awesome. And here I am today. And here I am today. My faith in God has led me in this moment. And now I'm touching lives all over the place. I'm doing my deep soul work and why I'm really here. My whole history has led me to this moment. I don't know where it's going, but I keep following the steps. And I know God is guiding my steps every step of the way and has bigger plans for me than I could ever possibly dream for myself.
Yes, You know, I've had a deep belief in God. I mean, I change sometimes. It's the divine, like you. I mean, it's Mother Nature. It's whatever connects, whatever I connect to, whatever. But there always has been something, because I would have perished if I couldn't have believed there was something bigger than me. There's just no way that this was it. Right?
It's yeah. Like,
there's got to be more than this, right? And at the same time, you know, it's such a beautiful honor to walk on this earth. And I met with someone yesterday in Los Angeles, and she's one of us. I mean, to experience someone that you can talk to that already gets you in terms of life experiences is such a joy, which is why I enjoy talking to you and working with you, because, you know, it gets rid of all the unnecessary chit chat.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you get right to why we're here and what life's all about. So, you know, in closing, is there something you'd like to say to our listeners before we leave?
I'd like to say, if you are able to dream it, and I know this is a very cliche saying, if there is something or many things in your life you desire to create, and I'm going to say it's not even possible that you could even dream it or think it or it could pop into your awareness if it wasn't absolutely within you to see the full manifestation of it right now in this moment. So if you can dream it, if you have that within you, it's done. It's done. It's just reaching back through time, asking you, tapping you on the shoulder to energize it. It's time. It's time to step out of the illusion of lack and fear and not enoughness and unworthiness and move full steam ahead into why you are all here. Every one of us have a reason to be here. Own it. Receive it. Be it. Let go of whatever is holding you back. Hire someone who's going to help you get there. That's it. Right there.
I love it. Great, great stuff. I want to end our show today, and thank you, Tame, for being on the show, and thank you for bringing your wisdom and your love and your heart to everything that you do. I admire and just love who you are, most importantly, but even more so the work that you're doing for others in the world. I want to end with the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. It's just through the conversation, Tammy, I just kept hearing the prayer, and I thought, let me end with this because it's such a powerful prayer, and it's one that I read often. So those of you that are listening, just for a moment, be mindful of this, and then we'll end our show for today. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Oh, where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in the giving that we receive, it is in the pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in the dying that we are born again to eternal life. As you go through your day-to-day, know this, let me be the first or the last to say to you, I love you. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Open to receive the magic.